Welcome to Rough Life. We have quite a few first-time fosters fostering with us this time, so welcome. We're super pumped that you're fostering with us. I'm Katie Keaton. I live here in Alabama, and I find all of the animals in Mississippi and Alabama that are sent on transport. This is a podcast that I do to share the background stories of my animals and any information that I have on them from before they came to me. However, I do spend a good portion of the episode complaining about my life before I even get to the stories. So feel free to fast forward. For my returning listeners, I am very proud to say that me, Melissa, and Chandler are all still here. If you didn't know, the three of us were more or less thrown into the foster coordinating roles last transport when our prior foster coordinator just went AWOL. So last transport was their first time running intake, and there were a few hiccups, but overall I think everything went super smooth on all sides. We once again had more than enough fosters signed up for this transport, thanks to all of you. We would have been done confirming fosters on Tuesday, but then I added Hummingbird and her babies to the list to be reassigned. Dr. Burton added three from a local rescue up there, and then I got a call about the J litter yesterday morning, and I had to add them last minute because they were too stinking cute. So we have been still confirming fosters until yesterday. We're still in the process of figuring everything out, and we appreciate everyone's patience and understanding right now. It is so chaotic. We are all brand new at this, still trying to see who does what best and what the best way is to proceed with things. It's still very fluid, and there will still be a lot of changes made down the road, but for now, I am super pleased with how it's all going. We closed on our new house 2 days before the last transport and then moved in the night before the last public adoption event. I know that that means nothing to y'all, but those are literally the two busiest days of the month for me. So to have these huge life events happening at the same time, man, I have been in a literal tailspin since April 30th. We are still not unpacked or anywhere close to unpacking. We have transport today, church tomorrow, and Monday morning we leave for a week-long trip to Florida. Don't get me wrong, I am super excited to get to go on this trip, very thankful that we're going on this trip, super excited to get to spend the time with Justin's family. But the idea of packing up all of our stuff again, all of our 12-month-old stuff, and all of our dog stuff, when I don't even know which house half of those things are at right now, I can't talk about it anymore. I'm literally breaking out in hives right now thinking about it. Moral of the story, Melissa and Chandler are the only reason I'm still functioning right now, and I'm so thankful for them. Oh, and I guess Jessica. She is my longtime rescue partner turned best friend down here. I am pretty sure that we share the same brain at this point because I don't even have to tell her what needs to get done or what I need help with. I'll just get a text a few hours later saying whatever it was that I was needing help with is already taken care of. She is definitely earning her pay right now, which is a bummer for her because I don't pay her anything. Maybe someday, Jess. And I would say thanks to my mom for all her help, except she abandoned me this week to go on vacation herself right after we moved into this house. What good is having a mom if you can't even call her to come babysit for you 24/7? Oh, I forgot that we have new listeners. My mom has stage 4 terminal breast cancer, so obviously I'm kidding, and obviously I am very glad that she got to go on this nice, relaxing beach vacation. It was just bad timing for me. Okay, on to the stories. The theme for this transport is Formula One. I don't have a clue what that is. I'm pretty sure it's NASCAR. I didn't do the names. I actually haven't even looked at them yet, so I am really hoping that I can pronounce them. Chandler took care of all of that for me this week, which was a huge help. One, because I didn't have to do it, but two, because now I can just blame her when people are fussing at me for the dumb names that their fosters have. Because I am the one assigning fosters now, I know who is coming in on intake mornings for reassignments. So these are animals that are already up there in the system and they are just getting new fosters. Since I know who's being picked up now, I am going to do just a brief recap of the stories for those fosters in case they're tuning into this transport. Hummingbird came up on the bird transport on March 22nd. You can go to that episode for more details on her story, but she was super pregnant, ended up giving birth just a few weeks later in Virginia. Hummingbird had been seen at a gas station here in town for several days in a row back in January. We were about to have super freezing temps, and our town's doggy daycare owners saw her sitting there and they took her home so that she wouldn't freeze to death. They expected to find her owner soon, but of course, no one came looking for her. They never do. Then they realized that she was pregnant and they kept her for us until we could get her on transport. The foster who has had her and her puppies in Virginia this whole time said that she is the perfect dog and the best little mama. If you are fostering one of three puppies that have names that are not NASCAR related, I don't know their names yet. They are from a local rescue up there. I do not know what rescue they came from, where they came from, or any information on them at all. I know that they were originally a litter of six and the rescue found someone to take three of them, but the rescue wouldn't take these three. So Wolf Trap offered. And if you are fostering Black Coffee and her kitty Beans and the Bell Fry, they are from the April 5th coffee transport. Mama and her three kittens were from our Alabama shelter friends. The other two kittens have already been adopted, but Beans has not yet. Okay, so that is everybody that's already up there that is coming to intake. The rest of these stories will be the animals that are being transported on the van to Virginia for the first time today. Pit Stop, formerly Booger, was an owner surrender. They are friends of ours from church. The husband was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and then died literally just a couple weeks after the diagnosis. It was devastating, so fast, and of course, so shocking for the family. His wife is elderly as well and just couldn't manage Booger and his energetic goofball self. So she reached out to us to see if we could help find him a better home. She was so tore up about giving him away. She said it felt like she was losing her husband all over again because he loved this dog so much. But she knew that he would be happier with another family. He has spent the last month at doggy daycare down here and has been doing great. Everybody loves him. He's best friends with all the other dogs there. When Jessica texted them yesterday to say that we would be picking him up, her phone auto-corrected his name to Bogart. And the guy texted back and was like, oh my gosh, we thought this whole time that you said his name was Booger. We've been calling him Booger. And she's like, oh no, it was just auto-correct. That is his name. And the guy was like, oh good, because Booger is much more appropriate for him. Oliver Bearman, formerly known as Parvo Pup, he showed up at a lady's house one weekend, just terrified, and hid under her chair in her garage the whole time. A couple days later, she messaged us that she thought he was sick. So she started keeping him in a live trap after that to be sure that her dogs didn't catch it. We, of course, did not know that at the time. So Jessica went by a day or two later and was just going to give him some meds and assess the situation. But when she saw one, where he was living, and two, how close to death he was, she immediately brought him back to her puppy shed and got a hard positive on the parvo test. So she started him on fluids and meds, but he was so sick, and we were all so busy, and she had other healthy puppies that she was fostering as well. He was not moving and had diarrhea literally oozing out of him. She said, you can leave that part out if you need to, but y'all need to hear that too. So we decided for the first time ever that we were going to take him to the vet and leave him there for treatment. We usually treat all of our parvo puppies ourselves, but again, we are in a tailspin right now. So he stayed in the ICU there for 6 days, getting IV fluids and meds until he finally started keeping food in him. Jessica wanted me to point out, not to brag, that it was actually her boiled chicken that he finally started eating. That was the first thing that he started eating. He spent the next week and a half in isolation where he finally started gaining some strength and getting his appetite back. He's been up at Jess's house since his negative parvo test last weekend, and he's getting more and more energetic each day, and we are so excited to see him coming out of his shell. He's still a little head shy and just getting to where he isn't scared of her backyard, so it'll be super fun for whoever's fostering him to watch him come out of his shell and turn into a full-fledged annoying puppy. The Y litter of two were owner surrenders. Non-rescue people down here call this an oops litter. Those of us in rescue call it a how can you be so irresponsible and let dog after dog after dog of yours continue to get pregnant litter. So this guy's bulldog got knocked up by a neighborhood dog. He assured me that she's the only dog that he has now that hasn't been spayed. That would be because we have spayed and or taken all of his other dogs, but whatever. Nonetheless, they are still super precious little puppies. Usually this guy will give away as many puppies as he can and then reaches out to us to take whatever is left over. This time she only had two puppies and he contacted us when they were 2 weeks old. So we will at least give him credit for that, and we will be getting his mom spayed for him. The E litter of two, someone was walking with his four dogs out in the boonies. So basically just walking down a semi-paved gravel road with woods all around. His dog started going crazy and sniffed out these two puppies, which were off on the side of the road in some really tall grass in the ditch. He couldn't leave them there, so he brought them home with him and contacted us and agreed to keep them until transport. The J litter of two are owner surrenders. Okay, newbies, if you haven't listened to my other episodes, I used to be an elementary school teacher many, many moons ago. I retired. I retired at the ripe age of 23 when Dr. Burton offered to match my teaching salary if I would come on full time with Wolf Trap. But I still get contacted fairly often by my former coworkers and former students' families to take animals for them. So these two are part of a litter of six that belonged to one of my former students. They were supposed to give me three puppies, but decided at the very last minute to keep another one in addition to the other one that they were already keeping. They currently have those two puppies, the mom, who is an Aussie Pom mix, the dad, that's a purebred Great Pyrenees, and then a random stray that looks a lot like a Rottie mix. So, fingers crossed that they come to their senses soon and surrender the other puppies to me soon. They gave away the other two puppies. I don't know who has them, but I did tell her that if she would surrender at least one more puppy to me, I would give her a spay voucher for the mom. So, hopefully she will take me up on that. The M litter of seven, their mom was run over when these puppies were about 2 weeks old. They were posted on our rescue Facebook page and our bottle feeding foster offered to take them. They bottle fed them until they were weaned, and then Mama Becky took them for a little while, and then we sent them to another foster when my mom left for vacation. So these puppies have been all over the place. The A litter of 10 have quite a story. We got a call one morning about them from someone who said they had found 10 puppies on the side of the road and couldn't take them home, so they just left them there. Then we got a call that afternoon from someone, I guess it was later in the evening, it was pretty late. We got a call that night from someone who found 6 puppies on the side of the road and was going to take them to Walmart the next day to give them out in the parking lot. And then the next day, we got a message from a man that said he found 12 puppies on the side of the road, picked them all up, and took them home with them. After comparing the pictures and locations from all three stories, we realized these were the same puppies the whole time. The person who took all 12 of them home gave one away and was going to keep two for himself, but thankfully, when Jessica went by to vaccinate them, she was able to convince him to give us the 10th one as well. The R litter of six are owner surrenders. The owners brought them to Dr. Jamie's clinic. newbies. Dr. Jamie is one of our local veterinarians. She was Dr. Burton's student many years ago at Mississippi State Vet School and turned into her lifelong best friend. Now we help her out with rescues and she helps us out with surgeries. The owners said that the mom was dumped at their house and they were fine with keeping her, and they were about to make a vet appointment with Dr. Jamie to have her spayed when they realized she already had milk and was super pregnant. So they have an appointment to spay her next week and we will pay the bill for them. Okay, for the cats, we have Zach Brown, not the band. A lady was picking up DoorDash delivery at Checkers in town and she heard him crying in the bushes. She got out in the drive-thru and followed the sound and he practically jumped into her arms. She saw Jessica's post that a mutual friend had shared about our B2Cast fundraiser that we're doing right now and all the kittens that she had posted in there. So she messaged B2Cast to take him. Claire Williams is an owner surrender. The owner is a client of Dr. Jamie. Dr. Jamie sent me her picture and asked if I was interested at all in taking her. And I think it took me all of 2 seconds to say, heck yeah. Okay, Imola. If you have the I litter kitten, she was found shut up in a box in someone's driveway. The homeowners are elderly and they don't walk to the end of their driveway very often, so it is a miracle that they found her. The box was taped shut and close enough to the road that someone could have run her over very easily. Lewis Hamilton was found wandering through someone's yard when he was about 5 weeks old. They never found the mom or any other kittens, and they called one of our rescue partners to take them. The G litter of two wandered up to someone's house. She posted them on Facebook, and Jessica nabbed them up because they are so cute. The T litter of five were found in a flower bed. They were left for a day hoping that the mom would come back, but she never did. So one of our rescue partners got a call about them, took them home, and they were so young that she actually had to bottle feed them for a little while. The S mama and her four kittens were owner surrenders. I'm going to read y'all exactly what Jessica wrote about them. She said, quote, "Their story is pretty boring. This lady's car got pregnant, but I've had really good stories this week, so we can just look past this one." Someone's car getting pregnant would have been a really interesting story, Jess. I wish you would have elaborated. Obviously, she meant cat. That is all of the stories for this week. I am actually on my way out the door to go to transport now, so fingers crossed that everyone shows up, everyone is healthy, and no one shows up with more than they're supposed to. Except those J puppies. I am really annoyed about that still. I'm hoping she has a change of heart and will give me the other ones. Thank you so much for fostering. Thank you for listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe to help the podcast grow so that we can reach more people and save more animals. It's a rough life, but someone's got to do it.